Well, hey there. Welcome to another Radio Fishing. We're going to try and give you just a little bit of a fishing report here. It has been a crazy week. And this is Fishing Frank, by the way, and you are on Radio Fishing. It's January 5th, 2014. And I'm going to try and fill you in on a little bit of what's been going on. Because with all the cold weather, things coming and going, and the rain, and I mean, it was, you know, 30, 40 degrees, and now it's 80 degrees. It's just, what a nightmare to try and figure everything out. One thing is that the cold weather really has not made a huge difference in the water temperature. Chilled it off nicely, not cold. We're still running in the mid-60s, nothing wrong there. Everything's going good. One of the big things about this is trying to figure out where the fish are and then give them a chance to get back and get biting. Don't get in a big, crazy rush if they're not hitting real hard right away when you go out. The best thing to do right now, get up, have breakfast, relax, come down, get some bait, chit-chat a while, and then go out. Give that sun a little bit of time to cook on the water. Up by the Lemon Bay area, you got Stump Pass, and up by Venice, they're doing good. They've got flounder up there. You've got some pompano in there. A lot of sheephead just up inside. Snook all through the canals up there. Coming down by Lemon Bay, we're seeing some trout. We've got Spanish mackerel in there. But the pompano, doing pretty good out along right out of Stump Pass and just as you come inside. They're coming in and out, not much. They don't like to get trapped up inside. But you've got sheephead along those docks that run when you come inside of Stump Pass and go north along Ski Alley, right up onto the Tom Adams Bridge. Those docks over there got a bunch of sheephead on them. The pier there at the Tom Adams Bridge is doing pretty good. It's kind of hit or miss because it is a pier, but underneath the pier, if you could find some barnacles, if they haven't all been scratched off, put a barnacle on a hook, crush up a few more. It's not even a bad idea to go to one of the local seawalls or one of the bridges around and take one of these sand flea scoops and go down and just break up a bunch of that barnacle stuff into a basket, dump it into a bucket, put some water over it to keep it fresh. And then if you go to a pier in one of those places, you can literally just grind it up, drop it in the water, put a piece on for bait, drop it down. Two choices. One, you can use a three-way rig, or you can put it under float, or just freeline it. Problem with freelining is it's going to move around a lot. You're better off with some kind of weight or some way where you can tell where that bait is. But just get yourself a little bucket full of it and then sit there on that pier, grind it up. Just drop it in little bits at a time. Don't go crazy about dropping a lot of it in, because then it's poof there and the tide takes it and it's gone. Better a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, little bits at a time for a long period of time. And that will definitely bring in some pompano, some sheephead. You'll have some great fishing off those piers, but sometimes it takes being a little sneaky. Coming back down through Gasparilla Pass, we've got some snappers. They're down in that hole. When you go out Boca or Gasparilla Pass there, there is a deep hole right there on the pass. And you've got some snappers and stuff down there. You've got pompano, Spanish mackerel, a little bit of flounder, a couple of stargazers have been caught recently. Still towards evening, early morning, got a lot of sharks out there. Shouldn't be so many sharks. They're going to thin out with this cooler weather. But the tarpon and the sharks have all been right out there by the beaches. And these are nice fish, too. 140, 180-pound tarpon. Not the little guys we're used to in the winter. These are some really nice-sized fish. If you go down towards Sanibel, Redfish, Captiva passes. They've got a little more pompano down there. You're going to see a lot of mixed-in trout, some ladyfish. It's been pretty good all through the different passes. Now, try and find some fiddler crabs, some barnacles or stuff down there. The fiddler crabs or curled-up pieces of shrimp. Little pompano jigs, the pink and white with the orange feather or the green feather, has been doing the best lately. But pink and white's been the color. Now, that can switch at any time, especially after this cold front. So you might want to have a yellow and white, pink and white, maybe a chartreuse. But they're only a couple bucks a piece for those jigs. And just cast them and reel them, cast them, reel them. Watch for those pompano. Great eating, lots of fun to fight on a hook. As you're going down through Ponarasa down there, there's been a bunch of snook just inside of Ponarasa. which is right off Sanibel, just before you head up into the Miracle, or that Miracle, the Miserable Mile there where the slow speed is by the island. That island's got snook on it, that whole shoreline along through there. They're hanging out, I think, in that slow speed zone, not much traffic. Not very fast traffic. They don't have to worry about running. And it's a area where people usually go by to go somewhere. They don't actually stop in there that much. And that's been pretty good. On the inside, on the quadrangle in there where that slow speed zone is between Sanibel and up onto the flats there, a lot of trout, small grouper. You got some mackerel mixed in. But the trout fishing up on that flat's actually pretty good. Right after you go over the first bridge on the Sanibel, if you cut off on the right and you can fish right there off the beach casting in that trough, you're going to find some, it's not going to be great fish, but there's actually going to be quite a few. You're going to have a good time. I know I'd rather look out onto the Gulf on the other side and the Gulf side, but the fishing has actually been better on the inside. Coming up through Mat Lache, we got quite a few redfish up there. A lot of sheephead up around Mat Lache right now. Just as you come north, I can't remember the flat there, but as you're coming north, it's on the left-hand side. There's been some decent redfish. They're not a lot of big ones. You're looking from under slot into the lower slot for a redfish there. Occasionally, you'll find a bigger one. The bigger redfish have been on the outside of Pine Island, Pine Island Sound area. Find some deeper water. That's where those redfish are going to be laying. Try down by Captiva Rocks and look through them potholes there for the bigger redfish. More numbers, more catchable numbers back on the inside, the Mat Lache side, Two Pines. It's actually pretty good back up in there. Just not a lot of big fish, but a lot of fun. Two Pines right out in the front holding lots of little snook right in the entrance cut. A lot of little snook there. You can just go blast, play, have fun with them. Burnt Store's holding a lot of trout there. If you go over Jug Creek Shoals, right up on the flats, when the guys are out there, watch for everybody chumming bait. Because they chum, put all that chum in the water, and as soon as they pack up and leave, there is a ton of fish there. All those fish come for that chum, not only the white bait. So they've chummed up any possible bait. They've got it all bowled up. They've got all the smell in the water, all that stuff there. It brings in the mackerel, the grouper, the snapper. Bluefish, you name it, those flats get full of fish, and it happens late in the morning because all the guides are out there, they're all trying to catch bait, and they're all looking for it, so they're chumming like crazy everywhere. Well, as soon as they leave, the fishing starts. Now, as you come up the east side of the harbor, don't get in a big hurry about getting behind the bar. Been doing pretty good on the outside of the bar. Now, with these north and east winds, it's really simple. Pull your boat up, slow, dead slow, idle. Slow as you can go, motor all the way down. Point your boat at the sandbar, putt, 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 and as soon as the motor hits bottom, stop, turn it off, cast your lines towards the sandbar, and let the wind drift you back out to open water. Then simply repeat the process, go back up, idle up as far as you can as soon as your motor hits, stop. I usually let the wind turn the boat, and then as soon as I get heading towards open water, I just raise the motor a little bit, and I drift out, my bait's already behind me, I just drag the bait out from there. It works really well. And if you come in at an angle coming northeast, going in, you know, heading in on a southeast heading, the wind's blowing out of the northeast, so you're kind of zigzagging. You pull in and then you zigzag out, so you're actually covering a lot of territory this way. And you can work your way right on down the bar, you're going to find some nice bonnet head. Yeah, there's some cobia over there, lots of mackerel, pompano. It's a great easy way to fish that east side when these tides are really low. Now, if there's somebody sitting there, don't idle up to them, you know, and then drift out away. Go around them. Give everybody their space. I don't like people coming right up on me. I don't do it to other people. We don't need to do it to each other. We have a huge harbor, lots of places to fish. Speaking of which, the west side of the harbor, the west wall, if you could get back behind the bar, there's a lot of rat reds in the creeks. There's some nice trout back on the backside in the flats, and they're hanging out in 12 inches of water back there. If they got 12, 15, 18 inches of water, they're just back there having a party, and there's some bigger trout there. It's not tons and tons of the little guys. It's more sporadic, but there is bigger trout, all, you know, a lot of keeper size there. Getting up towards the mouth of Myakka, you've got a lot of fish right there around this Myakka area. If you go in and work that Hog Island side, get in there in about 2-3 feet of water, casting up in the shallows, there are redfish working that open flat. You wouldn't think they'd be closer up to the island, but they've actually been back out quite a ways. I think there's a lot of little bait out there, a lot of little crabs or something. Watch for schools of ladyfish going through. There's some of the biggest ladyfish of the year going through there right now, between Hog Island all the way down to the condos right there in Elgin. I mean, big 3, 5, 6 pounders. Ton of fun to catch. And all of a sudden, you start seeing little rings on the water. Get over there, start casting your jigs, lures, the storm twitching stick, whatever it is, and just light up with some of these big ladyfish. They're not the little tiny ones, you know, okay, catching, you know, a lot of fun. If you want a lot of those little tiny ladyfish, about a mile south of the artificial reef, and that's the concrete reef just off Alligator Creek. It runs north and south, two pilings north, two pilings at the south. Just go south about a mile, shut the boat down, drift and cast. You're going to be shocked at how many ladyfish, even mackerel and stuff, are just out there in that open water. Seem to be hanging just off the middle hole. Anyway, coming up, 41. Some nice fishing up here. It's not real active yet, but definitely worthwhile trying. Ton of big snook around the bridge. We've got some black drum, sheephead. If you can get them to eat, they're really tough on the 41 bridge. During the day, there's so much car traffic, it's hard for them to tune in on the bait, hard for them to feed. Once the car traffic starts, or before the car traffic starts, the fishing's very good. But once that the traffic is at its peak, it's so noisy underneath there, very disruptive for the fish. But you can work either side of it. The docks up along that northern edge of the Peace River have got a gazillion redfish. Really a lot of reds up there. Problem is, again, most of them smaller. But anyway, I hope that helped get you around the harbor just a little bit. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be back with Robert. We're going to do a place-by-place overview, just kind of a regular. We're going to start in one area and just work our way all the way up and down the coast, covering everything from Venice down to Sanibel and Fort Myers, Port Charlotte, Elgin, and Englewood. So tomorrow morning, we're going to have a real in-depth fishing report with me and Robert. Just figured I'd give you a little something to kind of pass the time away again today, guys. But as my producer says, shut up, you're being boring. All right, so I'm out of here. This is Fish and Frank, and a little quickie report for you. I hope it helped.
Hook, sinker, and line. I said fish, 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 fish. Boy!